A beautiful town. When my father died, I was 1,200 miles away because a giggly-bosomed hospice nurse in loud pink scrubs chirped that it could be weeks, even a month. That evening, he had mushroom barley soup, then gave each child an I love you. Over the phone, it sounded like a regular I love you, not a final phrase, which is why you have to see people when they speak to you. I wish I could say that looking back, I heard my father's wet cough, his rattled breath, a long pause, which forced me to board a plane. Instead, that night, my father went to the bathroom with his walker and his Jamaican aid he loved like a daughter, which makes me feel happy and sad. His kidney shut down the way his face did when he was hurt or angry. Back in the railed hospital bed, he counted down in real time, the same way he did when we were late for carpool or synagogue. 5 minutes, 4 minutes, faltered at three. He made it to 1 minute, eyes at half-mast. "It's a beautiful town," he said.